Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you powerful people. I'm coming to you from beautiful Rhode Island, the Terracon Convention. I love my life. So I ran upstairs from signing autographs and talking with people dressed up as monsters to move into the channel and be here with you. We're going to start today by directing our pituitary and pineal glands to open wide, receive all the light, all the knowledge. Direct our chakras to open, be balanced, spinning in the right direction. And directing our hara line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point, which brings us into experiencing our knowing. This is what's up right now, everybody. You know, if you have been feeling depressed or I guess the best way to say it is sort of like other energy seems to have taken you over, or some people are explaining it as, I know what to do and I know what's going on, Dee, but I'm going in the dumper anyway. I want you to know that it's not your energy in a lot of cases. It's literally cosmic collective consciousness energy. It's if you've seen the movie Gravity, it's the ship flying around in space. It can absolutely and is absolutely affecting a lot of us if we are not conscious to bring ourselves back into alignment, which is why we started out the program with those directions. So this is the highest direction to blanket all of that. So join with me, please, in this right now, my energetic body and outside energy and influences are embraced and directed as divine love into and as my energetic self. In other words, if it's your stuff or somebody else's stuff, you get to use the energy. It doesn't matter. If it's around you, affecting you within your beingness at all, inside or outside your physical body, you have the right to direct that energy. So any energy affecting you in any way is directed through divine love. This information has come about because of a lot of private sessions that I've been doing, and also about this continuing work on youth and young people that started in the May tour and is now blossoming, and we're being given even more information about it because of our intention for this next webinar to put all of the unbelievable information that we're looking to embrace, all the new definitions, all the new understandings of God and energy and how it all works. So basically what they led us to with the cause of depression and a lot of this increase of dis-ease within the young people and the energy of the world is what's the point of going on. Now, they want to hasten to add that there's so much coming in. Hold on. Partly because of this great age of technology and communication we have, it's fabulous and amazing in one way, and in another way, it's an inundation of the dichotomy of love and joy and happiness. And our kids are being really kind of cold-cocked with all this information. And it's like, well, you know, I'll never be able to buy a house. God, I'm afraid to go to college now because everybody gets shot, you know, stuff like that, that the media keeps us focused on. So we want to, well, we already have, they said, by claiming what we just have, that brought what's the point of going on into balance. But those of you with kids, even including up to 30, that's funny, 30 seems to be, they're saying, giving me anyway right now, kind of the cutoff point. So even up to 30, the energy of what's the point of going on, you know, the world isn't going to exist, the opportunities are closed to me, it's too hard, blah, 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 all that stuff. So be aware of that, those of you with children in utero, they're saying all the way through age 30. The second thing that's coming in is they want to reiterate and remind you that prosperity is your divine right. Prosperity is your divine. So let's just claim that right now. I am claiming that I know, and my heart line is straight, strong, and through the ID point around prosperity being my divine light. There's also a lot going on with communication, the lack of it, or the highest word is the misunderstanding of it. So I'd be interested to know if that's going on with any of you out there where you feel like you're saying something totally clearly and people interpret it in an entirely different way, or they think they've said it and you've interpreted it in an entirely different way. I've been tracking this for some time, and communication is not the highest word. But, well, they're asking me to, give me a song, and the first song that came in is Happy Birthday. When I ask if that's an affirmation, which it often is, I get a no. This is everything we're going to learn in Creation Station, how to decipher this kind of stuff. But it's about waking up to the new meaning of words, the new communication, and that there's kind of a gap right now between the new understanding and the old understanding of how we communicate. Huh. Wow. Well, that makes total sense to me. Okay, so, you know, Creation Station is next weekend. I think we have one spot left now. Anybody still wants to come on board, give me a call, give me an email. And the weekend of the Collective Consciousness in July, oh, my God, guys, you don't understand how exciting this is. And you're going to see it and we're seeing it, those of you that have done private sessions with me already. Even in the private sessions, people being asked to come forward and do work on behalf of the collective, or that the collective is affecting them, which is why we need to do work. So I want to reiterate again that's how this work started. And I'm happy to say that while I am going to be gone to Europe, I will be with you before Creation Station begins next Sunday. I'll be on live. While I'm in Europe, Jared is going to take a couple of calls. Nadia is going to take a call. So, you know, you're going to have three awesome shows while I'm in Europe. All of the e-blasts will be written by me. So, you know, I'm taking you with me. That's what I'm saying. I'm taking you with me. Okay, now I don't know why we can't go to the call. I'm supposed to go to a movie, and oh, my God. I heard this on the way up from the convention. I want everybody to direct their heart centers to open now. Open and embrace love, please. Okay, now I can go to the calls. Wow. I wonder why that makes it seem easily. Our hearts are wide open on the show. All right, I'm going to try and take calls in order as they came in. Susan, you're up. Hi, honey.
Hey, hi, Dee. How you doing?
Good.
I'm great. I'm fantastic. I create my life.
Good. I hope so, after being here for a couple of years.
Yes. Oh, things are wonderful. You know, I'm wondering, though, about my job. It's interesting because for the second time, my boss has indicated that I'm up there in years, and I'm an old lady, he called me this last time.
Well,
and
you know that tells you you've got some belief systems around that then.
Well.
So when I say you define yourself, yes, and it happened within the last year, they said.
That I'm an old lady. Because
yes.
I see myself as growing younger, not older.
I get a no on that, Susan, when you
really?
Say that. So that just means there's something in there that needs to be balanced, and this is up for quite a few, and it doesn't matter how old you are, by the way. So
physically,
we're
yeah.
going to the sheet, first sheet, 1 through 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, we're going to your power.
Okay.
And the first thing that I hear is that you're looking at your power in kind of an old way.
All right.
It's a true thing that it's not connected to age, per se. So let's get more discernment around that. I'm going back to the sheet somewhere else. We're going to a core belief. Oh, this is interesting. All right, hang on. This page.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Basically, I'm scared to death to be in my power. And now they're tying that into what's the point of doing that anyway? So at my age, what's the point when the world is saying I should be retiring or getting ready to?
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, when the world, when most people going into their power, going into college, and I'm looking at getting my heart out there again, basically what's the point of using my power to do that because the world is telling me I'm too old. Okay, so then what we have, guys, is exactly what we started out the show with. This, when I say this is your energy, I get a no, but you are electing, you are allowing the collective to affect you, Susan, by their feelings around this.
Yeah, because it pisses me off.
Well, but that, you know that's not going to shift anything.
Oh, I know that.
So, well, then stop it.
Yeah, I know that. I know. Bob
well,
Newhart, yep.
Guys, to know and not to do is not yet
I know.
To know.
I also know that.
You have to take action around what you know. And so we are embracing all of the cosmic collective consciousness energy that may be affecting us, that says to us in any way, I'm not old enough to be in my power, I'm too old to be in my power, what's the use of exercising my power? Any dissuading energy around being as powerful as we can, we are embracing it, we are integrating it, and we are directing it into divine love.
Yeah, I was considering quitting that job and going on to a different job, but I'm not sure that would even work, but or just ignoring that and just you know, just ignoring it.
Well,
and just
why
doing...
don't you just go into your power and be the full energy that you are?
That's
so that,
the other thing.
I mean, so that he doesn't see any old energy, isn't?
Yeah. Yeah, he
you
views
know?
Me as a cranky old lady or something or other. I don't know. But he views me, the way he views me is his thing, not mine.
Well, but he views you and he's focused on that and you've focused on it so that you can turn it around by getting this information and knowing you don't have to own it, okay?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay, well, then use it. Take all energy that comes at you, guys, and use it for your benefit. You understand? Use it for your benefit. It
yeah.
just needs a redirection. Yeah, that was awesome. Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I.
And we're going to Jeannie in New York. Sorry, I'm on my cell phone, so if I cut people off or something, I got a lap on myself.
Hello,
Jeannie,
darling.
Hi, sweetheart.
Just sending love. I have discovered
well, I'm
that.
I'm receiving it.
I know. I have discovered that if you can and should live in your heart 24/7, it makes all the difference in the world.
Oh, my God. It's the night and day in your life.
That's right.
You know? And they want to remind us that love is the ultimate power.
No
right?
question about that. Now,
so
how,
anything coming at you that takes you out of love takes you out of your power.
That's right. And if anyone is doing anything to you or says anything, just look at them and tell them how to do it and to stop it.
Well, yeah, but a lot of people can't hear it. They're not ready to hear it or they don't want to hear it. And in that case, I mean, you know, she can't do that with her boss. In that case, always the best thing to do is open your heart and send them love.
Right, but she can imagine it and see it through her imagination and see him changing as a result.
Yeah, that's true, as soon as she takes care of herself.
That's right.
You know,
now,
they're underlining acceptance. And now there's exclamation marks around it. So
good.
Quit fighting the shit that's coming at you and embrace it and just shift the energy of it.
That's,
yeah, you were going to ask me something.
Yeah. Directing the pineal and the pituitary and the hara line. Could you go more into depth in that?
Well, if your pineal and pituitary are closed and not receiving the true information, which is what a lot of this next webinar is about, then you keep thinking and dealing in a much more limited way, in old definitions. And there's just a total redefinition of energy and how it works and God and everything that's going on right now. The Hara line is an imaginary line that extends through all your chakras, your major seven and above and below. When it's straight, strong, and through this imaginary ID point that's above the crown chakra, it holds you in your knowing. If you go into fear, or it's like the best example I can give you is like when I was trying to have my daughter and get pregnant. There are some days where I would totally be in my knowing, and then I'd go, oh, well, maybe they're right. Maybe I can't ever have a baby. That's your Hara line going askew on you.
Right.
So if you can keep your Hara line straight, strong, and through that ID point, and you can with the direction of it, you can feel your knowing and the truthfulness of what you know.
Thank you. We'll do more on that Wednesday. I just knew that everybody needed to hear that entire thing again.
Yeah,
that's what I was told.
We haven't gone over it in a long time. And, of course, you know, you have lots more chakras above and below than your major seven.
Oh, my God.
They need to be balanced. They need to spin in the right direction, and they need to be open. And all of this is on the sheet, by the way, on the third sheet of our sheets, which you can get with the Balance Podcast if you don't have them.
Right.
Thanks, Jeannie, for
thanks,
bringing
darling.
Me in, honey.
Love to everyone.
You too. And we're going to Mary in Maryland. Hi, babe, you're on. Whoops, you're not on. Now you're on. Hi. Mary, are you there? Hello, Mary in Maryland. Okay, I'm going to have to go on, honey. I'll come back to you. I see that your little hand's up. Steve, in New York. Hold on. Oh, my goodness. This thing is going all over the place. Hi, honey.
Hi.
Yeah, now we can hear you.
Great. I have a great story to tell.
Okay.
A week ago, 10 days ago, I auditioned for a lead in a stage reading of a film at the New York Picture Star Festival, which was a big deal downtown. It was for someone I studied acting with. We have a prickly relationship. I did a great audition. I did an even better callback, which was open the script, page one, scene one, whole thing. And I worked really hard on it. I don't mean that in a bad way because I'm committed and I love it. The second I got the job, I usually panicked like crazy for days. I directed my Harlan Strace Stronger Through the ID Point, panic gun in 15 seconds, never came back.
And you can. You literally can feel it when you do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, congratulations, honey.
And then I worked really hard. I was probably the only person in the reading, and I was the lead off book. People loved my work. It was really, you know, even though Peter's prickly, he said, the second you got your first laugh, I thought, oh, we're going into the Catskills. And I'm not, you know what? He can say what he wants to. I know what kind of actor I am. I'm not that kind of actor. I'm a truthful,
actor. Hang on. There's a little bit of, well, the highest word is belligerence here, because you're feeling like you have to prove yourself. So, Steve, direct your horror line now to know your brilliance.
I do. I direct my horror line straight, strong, and through the IG point to know I'm brilliant. And that is so wonderful coming from you in the channel. My heart is singing right now.
Yeah, you have to be really vigilant about it, baby, because for so many years, you have used other people to prove who you are. Do you understand that?
I absolutely understand it and embrace it. I get it completely.
And now you get to define yourself, Stephen, and that's freedom.
That's great, yes.
So I want you, okay, so going back to Susan's question about her boss now, this is the same thing, so we have a little theme going here. I want you to see this gentleman as someone who respects and honors your work, because you're still seeing him as someone who doesn't. And that's, you got to shift that within you so that he can shift.
I got it.
Oh my God, guys. Did everybody get that? Just look at whomever might be challenging you in your life. You have to see them differently for them to be different in whatever you're dealing with them on, okay?
Wow. I really get, and now the whole thing is, you got to keep at this work because it's just
the awareness, enhancing our awareness of what we already know so that it actually does go into practice in our lives, living it. Wow, Steve, thank you. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, thank you.
What a freaking show again. I love you guys. All right, thank you, baby. And
thank
congratulations. You. Woo-hoo! All right, we're going to try, this is just a little slow. We're going to try Mary again and see if we can bring her on. But it just keeps going around and around and around. Okay, that's not going to work. Everything's going around.
And the world goes round.
Around and around, for sure, Steve. All right, well, you're going around and around, too, so I don't quite know what to do here. I may have to turn this over to Stephen. I don't know what's going on here with my computer. All right, well, gosh. Here we are with the technical stuff again. I'm stopping. Do I need to look at this? Okay, so again, this is about bringing people on and taking people off. Stephen, if you're on, can you take Mary and Steve off for me? Is there any way you can do that so I can move on here? But I want to know what this is about. Sheet, book, song, movie. Well, we're going to a play, and where I happen to have my Kinky Boots shirts on, and that's the play we're going to. First time I've ever gone to Kinky Boots. And on the back of the shirt, what it says is you can change the world when you change your mind. And the whole message of it was to accept everyone. Can you accept everyone? Well, and hasn't that already come up on the show? So that has something to do with the communication, what we're calling communication or the lack of the communication here. So, Stephen, can you come on and tell me, good, we got it off. Thank you, darling, for helping me out there. All right, so now we're going to go to Tasha in Amsterdam, but hold on, let me finish this communication thing. It's about acceptance. Oh, my gosh. It just came in. Oh, my gosh, you guys. It's about the, accepting the communication. Shit, those are the highest words. Ah! Accepting the communication from all worlds. Accepting clear communication from all worlds. Okay, that's the highest thing. I've been tracking this for probably 5 weeks. All right, so we are all coming together right now. You see, as the collective, obviously we're going to be starting to do this work on the shows more, which is, again, what the July workshop is about. So we're coming together to claim clear communication and direct clear communication between all worlds, all dimensions, all lifetimes, all energy, and so it is, and we're claiming that our heart line is straight strong and through the ID coin around all of that. Now I can go on. Good grief. Okay, I'm bringing Tasha on. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. Wow.
Yeah, holy hell.
Okay. Well, that's
and
cool.
Welcome to the show.
I was, it's funny because I was just looking at a piece of labradorite that I have here, and I noticed that it's something I'd never seen before, is that it has ET's face in it. So anyway,
well, it's a sign. It's a sign we're on the right track.
I guess so. I guess what's coming up for me lately is, I mean, I've felt that sort of, you know, I don't know if it was debris or not, but I felt so disproportionately angry all the time. And it wasn't until yesterday that I was able to Bob Newhart myself and just go, okay, stop it. I don't want this. I want to feel good. And then I did. But it was a couple of days where I was really just out of whack and just at everything and everybody. And
and again, they're saying that has a lot to do with the cosmic consciousness, the collective consciousness.
Well, that makes me feel better because I was starting to think that I was just a very angry person.
I'm so with you, Tasha. That happened to me on the set. And, you know, this vitriol came out of my mouth. And I went, holy shit. And now, you know, you can blame it on adrenals, but the bottom line is you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
It's not fun for you. It's not fun for anybody else. And what they want you to be consciously aware of is all of this other energy coming at us. We have to embrace now not as our own, but into our own, so that we can redirect it. In other words, no more looking at energy that's attacking you, but energy that's just hanging out and affecting you, so that you can be aware of it and create more energy of you around it that you can focus and redirect. Okay? So that's what we're doing. That's our clear knowing consciousness now. of what's going on, and that's our choice. Great, honey. Thank you. I look forward to seeing you in Amsterdam.
Huh?
I look forward to seeing you there.
I'm looking into some canal cruises for you. I think it'll be lovely. I just wanted to say, I just got an image of a chemistry set, you know, where, like, all the energy coming in, and we have this sort of nice blue liquid, and we're just this sort of beautiful cup of blue liquid, and we're the transmuters now. So it gets poured in,
yes.
And we just have to be conscious, and then we make it nice and blue.
Yes, I get a yes on all of that, and they're saying great metaphor, actually, because we are literally chemically working with and shifting energy now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. How exciting.
Yeah.
You bet. All right, baby. Thank
you. All
right,
cool. Bye.
I'm loving the show. Shelly in Oregon. Hi, you're on, honey.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, honey.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm flying with all this stuff flying in here.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, as usual, the show's coming in at perfect timing for me. I'm creating incredible things, but feeling this energy, almost a bit of overwhelm, almost to the point of anxiety at times. But it's everything that I'm wanting to do and create.
Yeah, they're taking me right to a core belief. It's not overwhelm, it's not anxiety, but you don't really have words for it because you don't understand it. Hold on, this sheet here. Me too. Okay. I'll never be good enough, so I die. Now, that tells me that you're getting everything you want, and there's still a part of Shelley that's not on board with going, you know what, you deserve this, you're good enough. Claim it all, babe. Run with it. And so
got it.
That part of you is going, oh, Shelley, maybe you better slow down. Oh, maybe you better pull back. Oh, maybe, you know. And that feels like anxiety because you're in battle with yourself. You understand?
Yeah, that's ringing true.
Okay. So, guys, people, everybody, you are powerful light sources of energy direction. Prosperity is your divine right. Prosperity of your body, prosperity of your money, prosperity of your relationships. You were born into the rightfulness of this power. And I'm just saying, guys, if you want to really understand all this, I hope you join me on this webinar. It's going to rack your brains and, you know, really push your limits about letting go of all of how you've defined this stuff before. But if we're going to really open up this communication with everybody else and all these other worlds and everything, we got to cross this bridge. And it's going to be a lot easier if we cross it together. And by the way, I want to remind everybody, those of you that don't follow Patricia Coda Robles, there is a whole dimension opening to us around the I Am Presence. I want to make sure that you, if you haven't, direct the activation and the awareness and the aliveness and the presence of the I Am Presence part of your brain. And that you are open to receiving this massive amount of opportunity in the direction of energy that's going on. A huge portal opened for us yesterday and continues all through this month. Be present. Be really present in allowing all of your old definitions and your old stuff to just fall away. Just let it fall away. Don't fight it. Don't judge it. Just know that the world as we've defined it before, it ain't no more. It's just not. There's no good, there's no bad, no right or wrong. There's just isness. And so, again, you see, they had me write down that prosperity is our divine right, They had me start the show with my energetic body, and outside energy and influences are embraced and directed as divine love into and as my energetic self, which means, by God, I'm good enough to create, receive, allow, and experience everything I want. And so,
wow.
Sorry, my Baptist preacher came out there for a minute, but the channel was like flying. Okay.
It's
so
perfect.
You got it, Shelley. Just,
I
know,
got
go
it.
Do the happy dance around it, woman.
I'm doing it.
Okay.
I am doing it.
Because I'm
Thank
happy.
You.
Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
All right, Miss. Oh, here we go with it. Okay, good. Hi, Lynn. Give it a minute. There you are. Hi, honey. How are you?
Yeah, hi. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
Okay, I'm getting
or there. That's better. Okay, so here's the thing is that I'm getting that we're communicating more vibrationally than ever before and that we're actually more aware of it. We're supposed to be now.
Yep.
And go ahead.
Yes, I'm just
okay.
saying yes. I'm getting a yes.
Okay. Okay. And I have my own apartment now. I'm working at a job. Everything's going well. I had a showcase with agents and managers, and it was like getting back on the horse for me because the last one was kind of a disaster, and this one was kind of a disaster. And when I'm listening to you, what came to me suddenly is that my car, the transmission was it was supposed to be worked on. I got it back, and it was still doing the same thing, although
what's it doing? I need you to explain to me what it was doing.
It's missing it's not shifting well. It's missing its gears. It's not flowing.
Okay, those are the words we're going to, Lynn. You
okay.
are missing your gears. So I got it. You're not shifting into the channel, Lynn. You're in your head in these things. Now, some good acting teacher told you never to be in your head. Be in the
Get
channel.
Out of your mind.
Get out of your mind and be the channel for the character, and you're not doing that.
Okay.
Is that true?
Yes, it's very true. And here's
well,
the thing
stop
that...
It.
No,
I'm
well, wait, here's the thing,
though. I have you in class right now.
I know, but my energy was really up. Although, here's the thing is, and I thought, you know what, I got this. I'm going to let it just come through me. But here's the thing is that I picked the scene 36 hours before. I wasn't prepared. And my coach that I'm with right now is like, okay, I don't know who it is in you. It's either like a victim or a little girl or a damsel in distress. Something in you is not, you're not preparing for stuff. You think it's just going to come that quick and blah, 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 blah. And so part of me is like, well, maybe I need to focus more and not, and really take this like incredibly seriously. And that, and then the other part of me is like, well, wait a minute. This is supposed to be easy, simple, fun, and just flow through me.
Thank
and the words.
You.
Right. So is it just the confusion there that I'm not choosing?
Yeah, you're caught between two worlds, and you're not shifting gears. So part of you is going, oh, this should be serious, and I should be working on this really hard. And the other part of you is going, yeah, but I did all this brilliant work when I just read it once, got up and channeled it.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, okay, you can't live in both worlds, Lynn. So you know, the people who have studied breaking down the beats and really training in the English way, right? And that worked for them, they need to work that way because that's the way they trust. That's what works
right.
for them. That's not what works for you. What
right.
works for you is the method I taught you. You did
right.
brilliant work in the studio, brilliant work.
Thank
so
you.
So you got to decide, you know, and also – they want you to totally shift gears around, is life easy or is it a struggle?
Right.
Because that's what it really represents. Life has to be, you have to see life as easy, or shifting gears from the struggle is a lot harder. You grind
right.
your gears, do you understand?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I get that completely.
Perfect metaphor. They kept it so funny. I kept saying, I'm going to the transmission. I'm no, 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 you know. And then so I finally got that I needed you to explain what the words were, and then we were home. So, you know, baby, you just caught between what you know, back to Stephen, what you know and what your fear is.
Right, and that's what's keeping me from more money. That's what's keeping me from everything.
Yes.
And here's the
yes.
thing, is that the man I'm dating, he's like, what do you want for your birthday? And so I mentioned a couple of things. It was in April. And then he goes, you know what I'm going to get you? I'm going to get your transmission looked at. I'm going to make sure, because something's wrong with it. It's not feeling right, and I'm going to go have it done, and that's, you know, blah, 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 and I want you to be safe out there. Okay, you know, I mean, not my choice, but okay, go do that, right?
Well,
and then he goes back to me.
That was the best choice, because
right.
that's the core.
Yes, and he picked up on the core in me that's not working right, quote
you
unquote.
You bet he did.
And then
you
he gave
he
it
did.
Back to me, and here's the thing, is for the first half of the first day I had it, everything was running smooth. There was no lights blinking or anything, and then it started again. And so I told him, I'm like, I don't know if this is fixed or something, and he gets in the car, he's driving, he's like, everything's fine. There's no lights on it, so what are you talking about? So I'm here, and then the other part of my brain is like, he didn't really have a fix. What's he doing? You know, that old shit, sorry.
Yes,
I'm like,
I do.
It's me.
Well, it's us and it's the collective ship flying around that a lot of us have balanced and brought into understanding, but it's reminding us of what we've known. So, in other words, they want you to be clear that we are being given the opportunity now to shift for the collective all of the stuff that we have identified from ourselves in the past 5 to 6 years.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, wow indeed. So, everybody stay conscious, okay? And go, look. Whether this is my shit or somebody else's shit, I don't care. I'm directing it through divine love and allowing it to move into power of love and heart and creation, you know, as far through divine love, so that that energy is redirected now into what it wants to be. Okay? But get
awesome.
Your gears
Thank
in
you.
Alignment, woman.
Goodbye. Thank you, Dee Dee. Bye.
I love it. My students here. And we're spinning again. I don't know what's up with us. There we go. All right, Miss Nancy, you're up. I want to remind you I'm on your side. Hi, gorgeous.
Yes, I'm on your side, and I'm on God's side more, and I'm really not on humanity's side, and
that's a big challenge, sweetheart, because you see, God is humanity. And so if you're not on humanity's side, Nancy, you're not on the one side. And again, this is what this next webinar, we just have had a misunderstanding of how energy works really for so long from ourselves, because we have defined it in so many limited ways, baby. So if you want to live in heaven on earth, you've got to see heaven on earth. You've got to see earth as heaven, Nancy.
I know that intellectually, but like last night I looked at the stars at the Big Dipper, and I just burst into tears at the awesomeness of God. And then I don't hear human beings, when I hear holy shit and the shit in this and the shit in that, I don't hear human beings honoring everything in life as precious and sweet. I find humans.
Well, but everything isn't, Nancy, everything isn't precious and sweet, and can you honor that as God too?
Well, it may not be precious and sweet, but it's not shit.
I'm saying, can you, let's say there's only two things in the world, shit and sugar. Can you know that both things are God?
In a duality world that you guys exist in, yeah. In a oneness world, shit does not exist. Sugar or not sugar, unsugary. That's the power of words. That's the power.
Again, Nancy, do you remember our private session that we did in Doylestown?
Yeah.
And how we talked about how you get fixated on words instead of what you're really asking about. I don't want you to do that here. I don't want you to do that here.
Then you're not into oneness. You're into duality, and fine. That's all I hear human beings speak. It's boring.
Everything
bores me.
I don't want you to worry because that's spinning against your own energy, and we know that. Please join us for the webinar. Maybe you'll get some more understanding, baby.
Maybe.
Thanks for calling in. All right, we're going to Matthew in New York. Hi.
Hi, Dee. Hello, darling. This
Hello,
has been
darling.
such an exciting call. Everybody's been, you know, the answer is always really very simple in this, the whole staying in your knowing and, you know, then the whole going back to the red dot and just the consistent focus of love, it works all the time. I felt my heart open from the beginning of the show. But I was thinking about this communication and hearing about it. And when Jeannie was talking about, like, being 24/7 in the channel, which is my goal, and it works spectacularly up until the moment it doesn't. And I go, she was talking about some, or you told her about some people are not ready to hear things. And so sometimes I'm in the channel and I think that maybe I'm not being received or understood and my communication has misfired. So I think I can rephrase. And a lot of times that works really well. But other times I get to a point where maybe my message is off and that people maybe I need to change, and I start engaging in other people's energy, and then I'm down the toilet.
Yeah. That's where you fall out of the channel.
Right.
And there was a huge thing that came in when I was doing a private right before I came back for this weekend. And it was energetically and emotionally so huge for me that when it came in, I broke down into tears.
Mm-hmm.
That so much of us are living in the fear of judgment. And that's what you are reminding me of. God, I sat here before the show and I went, I know there's something else. I know there's something else I'm supposed to bring on at the beginning of the show. And this is what it was, that we are limiting ourselves, denying ourselves, and judging ourselves because so many of us live in this fear of being judged.
Oh, wow.
This fear. Yeah. And so what we do is we fall out of the channel. Our heart line goes way on us because we, in our fear of judgment, we start judging.
Yes.
So that we can deflect the judgment away from ourselves before we have to endure it. And basically, we wouldn't have to endure it if we would know that we are accepted. But again, everybody, you have to be the frequency of the thing you want. You have to see the world the way you want it to be in order to live in the reality of that world.
Yes.
And so we have to see a world that totally embraces and accepts us, Matthew. And most of us today have talked about, whether it's cars or people or ourselves, in Shelley's case, not accepting us or judging us in some way.
Absolutely.
Okay. So this dovetails into, oh, for God's sake. All right. Golly. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm flying off my chair here with all the information coming through. All right. We got to the communication, and we were called to balance all the energy through divine love for all the dimensions and other worlds that are trying to communicate with us. And basically what I'm hearing is that the communication coming through now from these worlds, they're going, we're so in fear that you are going to judge us and judge us incorrectly and judge us out of love that it's hard for us to communicate with you. Wow. Now, let's just look at E.T. for a small minute and the movie there. Isn't that where E.T. started out? Everybody was afraid of him, trying to capture them, didn't know what they want, why? What are they doing on our planet, right? Let's dissect them. Let's figure out we don't trust them. All of that stuff. And they're saying, we want to communicate with you, but we're so in fear of your judgment that that we're not coming through as clearly to you. So we have an opportunity. I just want to ask everybody that is on the show or may ever hear the show now, how afraid are you to deal with energy from another planet or from another dimension or from the other side? Because if you're judging that energy as fearful, or you're judging that energy as energy that's going to judge you, you're not going to contact with it. Whether it's a guy you auditioned for or an extraterrestrial who may be hanging out wanting to help you. Matthew,
that's
DE,
yeah. And if we are our own entities, as we discussed, with how aren't we judging something that is already an energy of ourself coming towards us that's trying to help us? I mean, it comes back to us making the judgment.
Always. Judging us. We're judging them, we're judging it, we're judging others. Look, bottom line, let me say it as simply as I can because it's almost time for the show to go off. You can't judge anything without judging everything.
Ta-da.
That's the culmination of what we've been talking about. Anything or anybody you judge, you are judging the whole. So the more we move into acceptance and acceptance of divine love, as Nancy was pointing out, the more we experience the oneness of what everything is. But we cannot experience the oneness by judging something and trying to change it. Only
yes,
by
please.
Accepting it, right? And seeing it the way we want it to be.
Yeah. Dee, can I have 30 seconds or less?
Yeah.
Promise. Because Tasha talked about disproportionate anger, and that had been my theme, especially the past couple weeks, enough for me to notice. Why is everything making me angry? And I really then asked, why is everything making me angry? And I started to use that moment of noticing I was angry to ask, how else can I look at this? What can I do? And I found I wanted to call in energy that seemed to be outside of myself and say, help me out, guys. Give me another way to look at this thing. And in that instant, I could usually play, and I start to play with it. I'm like, oh, I'm angry. Okay, guys, what am I not seeing? What can I? Oh, and it would shift, and I'm starting to go where instead of accumulating anger, it sort of goes, oh, it's a message coming in, and another chance to make a friendly universe instead. And it's been a great week of
good for you, Matthew. My God, that's a huge jump for you.
Yeah, and I'm talking tiny little things like, why can't I find this? Oh, it's over there. Things, but the anchor would come in and go, what? And
they want to remind everybody that under anger, guys, is grief or fear. So if you really want to study anger, look at the grief or the fear that is the root cause.
Yes.
Okay. And in a lot of instances, you will find that you are in grief over the fact that you have abandoned yourself with fear. And you're grieving over that, pissing you off. And that's a perfect end to the show. So accept yourself, accept others, accept energy, accept the ETs, accept all the communication. We're just, I accept all energy with divine love because I'm it. And it's me. And that's the way I'm calling it, and so it is. My God, I wish we had some more time. I love you guys. I love you.
I love you.
I love you. Love yourselves. Go love yourselves more. Get up every morning, call in all energy. Say, come on, guys, let's create a fabulous, incredible, amazing day of abundance and joy and flow and health and beauty and clear communication. And I love you, I love you, I love you even more. And just start out every day with that and remind yourselves of it. And, oh, my God, I just love you guys so much. What a flipping show. Okay, see you next Sunday and then on the webinar. Goodbye.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.